Siat Bishmael, covered Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Fezalf Iyar, Siat Bishmael, covered Parshas Chazir Mitzor. So, just want to bring an Indian that I think is shaykh to everyone, that if you go to any shul, whether it's on a Monday, Thursday, or especially on Shabbos, one of, unfortunately, the longest parts of davening is if they say Misha Berach Recholim. Unfortunately, it gets longer and longer every single week. It gets more and more. Unfortunately, yeah, there's always more names added, and it's hard. So the thing that everyone's looking for is we're always looking for a foolish. We're always looking for a foolish lema, whatever we can find to get someone healed. That's one of our biggest bakashos. Something just to somehow find the refuah, find the skula for refuah, anything we could. So Hatzmiat Chodesh Iyar is a good time for this. For all our tefillos that should be answered. So let's see a couple of Torahs, and just to bring this point home. So first, let's start with the Tzvila Tzadik, the Blizzard Rebbe, the first Blizzard Rebbe. So like this, that al piyam of war, asher chodesh hazeh of Iyar, mesugul refua. Oh, he says that the chodesh of Iyar is mesugul, it's a skula for refua. V'nasim ramazim lazeh. He says, let's give ramazim, ki yadua. V'yish the ramiz, ol b'pashit, he says there's a lot of Ramazan to it, but he says here's a couple of Ramazan that he's going to give. It says Od B'Pashit Asher Chodesh Hasheni, like it says Vamidbar B'Chodesh Hasheni Barba Asar. So Chodesh Hasheni is Iyar. So he says Asher Chodesh Hasheni is Gematria 677 is Gematria exactly Refua Shlema. So that's the Indian that in Chodesh Hasheni, which is Iyar, is a time where it's Msugul for Refuos. Refua Shlema Gematria 667 Asar. Right, so he says that every single month has basically the same Yud Kei Vav Kei is the main name of Hashem that we use, right? So he says you could spell it in 12 different ways. So each month has a different spelling of the same Yud Kei Vav Kei that corresponds to each month. So the month of Iyar comes from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Tes Chaf Gimel Yishalel Hamisalel Haskel V'Yadua Osi. So it comes from that pasuk that the Rosh Tevos of Yishalel is Yud, Hamisal is Hey, Haskel is Hey, Viyadua is Vav. So you have Yud, K, Vav. And that's the Tzair of the Shem Havaya for Iyar. It says, V'zeh yesh lomar sheb mechavin yotzei Tzair of the Chodesh Hazeh min Hanu Tevin, Shekein Asafi Tevos Gematria Kuv Samech. So Asafi Tevos of those four words of Yishalel, Hamishalel, Haskel, V'yadua is Lamed, 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 Ayin. So that's 90. 3 Lamed is 90, plus 70 is 160. Says Gematria Kuv Samech, Shehu Sod HaPidyon HaNase L'chole, Asher Yedezeh Yisrapi B'mehira. So he says you have to check the regular Yishara. So I looked it up in parts of Amidbar. He says that there's a Kavana that you do a Pidyon of money for someone who's sick to get them a refuah, because he says the rem is there is that you give kesef. So kesef is also gematria 160, and that's a skuluf to bring a refuah. So he says here also the safitavus of the month's tariff is 160. That's not for now, it's a little bit deeper. But if you want to be more ayanta, check out the regular yishara, mareches pay os tes. So if you guys want to look at that, you could. So va'etzem Hashem ha'nichbad yisparach shmo nirshem be'rosh tevos im arkudos gematria chayim. So he says, again, if you take the rosh tevos of Yishalel Hamisalel Haskel V'yadua, so pashit is yud kk vav, which is 26. So, but also, in gematrias, the nekudos also count. So under the yud is a chirik, so that's a chirik is a yud, so that's 10. Hamisalel Haskel is vav and vav, patach. And underneath the vav is a shva. So you have 10, 6, 6, and 20. So 26 plus 42 is gematria 68, that's chaim. So he says the rosh tevos of the month of Iyar is rosh tevos and it equals chaim. Okay, so that's a little bit deep, but the yesod we just have from the Tzvi Tzadik here is that we see the month is mesugel for refua shlema, it's mesugel for the kesef of pidyon and refuos, and it's also mesugel for chaim, right? From the rosh tevos is chaim. So now, built off of that, let's go to the grandfather of the Tzvila Tzadik. So the grandfather of Tzvila Tzadik was the Bnei Sester, right? Tzvi Elimelech of Dinav, in his famous Sefer Bnei Sester on the Moadim. So it's like this, in Maimer Chodesh Adar, Maimer Aleph, and Os Gimel. He says, Chodesh Iyar, hu nifchan menusa b'chachma harafua, shu musugal harafua laharik ha'etztumcha min ha'ipushim b'chulash ha'samara. So again, the Bnei Yisrael says here also that what? The Chodesh of Iyar is, again, it's Mesugal for Refuos. And so there's a footnote at the bottom, like he says like this. Mashmuvam Sech HaShabbos, that Kulu Shekaina Midivcha V'Aratzarta. It says, Mashkin Refuah Mi Pesach V'Aratzarta. That people would drink Sas Refuah from Pesach until Shavuos. And the Chasim Sofer says, Hainu Chodesh Iyar. He says, that's Chodesh Iyar. That Chodesh Iyar is a time of Refuos. V'Remez of Pasuk, and the Remez of Pasuk says, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. So you take the Rosh Tevos of Ani Hashem Rofecha, it spells Iyar, Bechad Yud, with only one Yud. So the Chasim Sofer says. And also, another Remez that says, V'oivai Yashuvu Yevushu Raga. So we take the Rosh Tevos of Oivai Yashuvu Yevushu Raga, it's also Rosh Tevos Iyar. So what does this Pasuk have to do? It says, Shemizmor Midaber Ksheya David Cholev Inishape. That these words in the Pasuk, Tehillim Vav Yud Aleph, is talking about when David was sick and he got a refuah. And again, it's Rosh Tevos Iyar. So Bnei Yisrael is bringing out that what the month of Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha. What when Hashem itself, when Hashem brings us refuos. V'nirli atam. So he says, so why is it so now that Iyar is a month of refuos? He says, V'nirli atam, d'nishar zeh b'skula b'chodesh zeh. Why dafka now? He says what? That all sicknesses that a person has, normally they come because a person doesn't eat healthily, right? Let's just see for a proof of that. Like it says in the Kutim Aran from Rabbi Nachman in Torah, in Chelek Aleph, Torah Reish Samech Gimel, he says, "Duh, shechali hakadachas, which is like fever, Rachman Letzan, ba ayidei ma she'adam ochel achil yisera." That all sicknesses and fevers and stuff that's going wrong with your body comes because a person eats too much, overeats. Ki kishe ochel yosri ma she'tzarech, when you eat more than what you need, hu bechinas meichel behema. That's meichel behema. That's like an animal eats, which is shayach to the inyan of amalek. Ki geder ha'adam lechol rak yifi ma she'tzarech. The geder of what a person needs to do, you have to eat just what you need. Ukshe ochel yosri hu meise behema. But what? But when you eat more, that's like an animal. She'ocheles v'lo eses kol yom. That all an animal does. If you ever look at a cow, all a cow does is walking around the field, just looking for food. If you look at a cat, all it does is a bird, a squirrel. It's just looking for food all day long. V'aydezeh ba kadachas. And that's how you get a fever, rachman letzan. So you see, Rabbi Nachman brings out also is that what from eating inappropriately, what happens? That's how you get sick. It happens to be also that it fits well because Rav Matl Zilber has a beautiful idea. Where he says that the Indian of a Malik is that a Malik wants you to be like an animal. Like it says that anyone, Vayizanev Bicha Kona Cheshalim, that Vayizanev Bicha, they trapped all the people who fell back. So Rav Matl points out that Vayizanev, what does Znav mean? Znav is a tail. It says Vayizanev Bicha, anyone who had a tail, which is what only animals have tails. So anyone who made themselves like an animal, that's who a Malik could have a unique in. And it works well also because the Tzvila Tzadik brings down that the Milchemes Amalik, we beat Amalik when? In Iyar. So you see, it's Shach to that in Yosef. Right? So back to Bnei Yisrael. V'inei. B'chodesh hazeh hischil haman le'reid lechem abirim. Lechem hanivla be'ivarim. He says, in Iyar is when the man started to fall. And the man is called Tehillim lechem abirim, which is lechem hanivla be'ivarim. It's the food, it's the bread that gets rooted into your being, into your limbs, and your organs. And when we ate man, no one ever got sick. There was no sicknesses. So therefore, what do we see in Iyar that happened? Everyone got healed from any sickness they had. So al kain nishar teva kayam b'chodesh hazeh segula refuah. So that's why it remains that the nature of this month of Iyar is what? It's a time of refuos. Ayin mashaksafti l'kam on Simen Hei. Says also, check out later what he says in Simen Hei to see more on that. But we see from what was just brought out, what did he just prove? What did he show us? The Bnei Yisrael and the Tzvi Tzadik showed us that what? That the month of Iyar is a time of Refuos, a time of Yeshuos, right? Like we said, the HaChodesh Hasheni is Gematria Refuos Shleim. So it's a time now where everyone, we're always looking for Refuos, always looking for Yeshuos. So it's that time now. So let's just speak about a Piderech HaVoda, of how do we tap into this? Now that it's the nature of the month. But we also have to imam shechid. It always requires this Rus de la Leila, also this Rus de la Tata. So what can we do about that? Right? So if you look at in Rav Avram Shor, his Sefer on Pesach, he brings that from the Chasim Sofer. He says that basically, Birchas HaGomel. He says there's four people who are chayev to say Birchas HaGomel. That one is a person who goes through a midbar. a person who crosses a river, or a sea, a person who gets out of jail, and also a person who's healed. So he says all these things occurred around during Pesach. That what we got out of jail, that was Mitzrayim. We crossed the sea, Kriyas Yom Suf. We went through the Midbar. That's where we went out into the Midbar. And we got healed. So Rav Shor, when did we get healed? We got healed at Matan Torah. At Matan Torah, it says all any sickness, if a person was blind, deaf, or crippled, or whatever it was, a person got healed from any sickness he had. So see, what brings this healing? It's Matan Torah. The Indian of Torah. Person being osik in Torah during these Sfiras Omer, building up to Matan Torah. When we're osik in Torah, it's chayim hilu machazikim ba. Right, like we saw from Tzu Tzadik that this month is an inyan of chayim. So it's chayim he who what who is it to lemachzikim ba, to those who grab onto it, to those who grab onto Torah now. That what that brings you refuos, that brings you the yeshuos. Right. So the opposite of chiyus is misa. So Baruch Hashem, we said halal yesterday and today. So there's two things that always stand out, always give me a chiyus when we say in halal. We say towards the beginning of halal, we say lo hamisim yahaluka v'lo koyer deduma. So I heard from Weinberger that he said one time lo hamisim yahaluka, that if a person is dead in his avodas Hashem, if his avodas Hashem is lacking and it's very much it's lazy, it's lethargic and it's mamish dead, lo hamisim yahaluka, you can't praise Hashem, you can't serve Hashem. What if you act as you're dead? Then it doesn't work. We also say, though, we say at the end of towards the end of Halal, we say, Lo amus ki echye, right? Lo amus ki echye. So, I thought of this over Pesach, Lo amus ki echye. So the question is, Lo amus. Why Lo amus? Why does not say Lo amus? Why? Ki echye, because I'm alive. That when a person's alive in his Avodas Hashem, you're not going to die. You're not going to be sick. That, well, when you have a chiyas in what you're doing, Lo amus ki echye. When I'm alive with what I'm doing, that's mamshich refuos. That's mamshich all the yeshuas that a person needs. So another thing also is that if you look at the tzir for the month, we said before, it's Yishalel Hamasalel Haskel V'yadua. Right? So it's in Yirmiyahu, in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Right? So looking inside, it says, Ki im bezos Yishalel Hamasalel Haskel V'yadua Osi. Ki ani Hashem, osa ches and mishpat. So Nekud, it says this. It says, for only with this may one glorify himself, contemplating and knowing me. For I am Hashem, who does kindness, justice, and righteousness in the land. For in these is my desire, that's the word of Hashem. But we see, what is it? That only a person contemplating and knowing me, when a person comes to know Hashem, it's when you're makir Hashem. And what's Hashem called? Hashem is called the Alufo Shel Olam. He's called the general of the world, the Aleph, right? So Aleph is always reminiscent to Hashem, Yisbarach. So, in the Sefer Zerah Kodesh, which I think it's Mesugah to learn Zerah Kodesh for Shabbos, because Tazria is Gematria 687, and it's also Gematria exactly Zerah Kodesh. Okay, so maybe that could be a proper reference for us, right? So, learning Zerah, so Zerah Kodesh says in parts of Vayikra. We know that in Vayikra, it's spelled Vav Yud Kuf, Vav Yud Kuf Resh Aleph, but the Aleph is called an Aleph Zira. It's a small Aleph. So listen to what the Zerah Kodesh says, Rav Sarebi. It says the Aleph who rofe es achalam sheba midam. It says the Aleph always brings about refuos. Zeu shemrame is ba'aleph zeira. This the rem is an Aleph zeira. Why? Ki zeira gematria resh pei ches. Because zeira zayin ayin yud resh av gematria 288 is gematria resh pei ches. What's resh pei ches? Kimo harash tevel shel rofe chole amo Yisrael. So if you take the first four letters of the words Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael, is Resh Ches Ayin Yud, is also Gematria 208. It's Gematria exactly Zeira. But this Inyan of Zeira, so what's the remez? What can you say the remez is of the Aleph Zeira? Is that sometimes a person looking for a fools, the reason why sometimes you might get sick and sometimes be lethargic and lazy is because the Aleph is Zeira to us. The Aleph is small. We don't see Hashem as being big, right? But the Nakuda is that we have to be makir. That what? The reason why I have sickness is why? Because the Aleph is small. But when we make sure, when we focus on that Aleph and make that Aleph big, that the Iker is to know Hashem, then that brings you the refuos and makes the Aleph big again. So that's the Nekuda of this month of Iyar. This month of Iyar is to find Hashem to be big. Find Hashem in your life. When a person is mekusher to Hashem, then everything you have in your life is Chaim. Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim ba. That Hashem is the Chaye Chaim. He's the, like Reb Nachman says, Torah Nun Vav Nekudim Ran. Hashem is the Chaye Chaim. He's the life of all life. So that's the Nekuda. Ki Gadol Hashem. Like we say when we come into Kabbalah Shabbos. Right, where is it? we say Hashem mach yirgzu amim yoshiv kruvim tanu art Hashem betzion gadol ramhu akalmim. Say Hashem betzion gadol. Right, and we also say another time in Kabbalah Shabbos. We say Kikel Gadol Hashem, Melech Gadol Hakol Elokim. We say it all over the place, like Gadol Hashem. So Nekud is to make Hashem big. And when Hashem is big in our lives, hopefully that'll be Zoche to bring us Refuos and Yeshuos, like we saw from the Tzila Tzadik, that Chodesh Hasheni is Gematria Refuos Shlema. We should be Zoche to all Refuos and Yeshuos, and be Zoche to come to Lag BaOmer, Bekidusha, to come to Mount Torah Bekidusha with Hachana, and Bezocha to that day of the Gula Shlema and the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.